All right, here we go. Module 4, skill enhancements. And, you know, I like to make this stuff nice and short so that you can just get into it and start doing what you need to do. We went over a lot of this information, but let's face it, listening to good motivational instructional audios and videos, it's really one of the most important things you can do. I want you to print out this sheet. I want you to post it. And I want you to start getting into the conditioning process. I want you to start asking yourself the questions that you need to ask yourself as far as, are you staying on track? Are you accomplishing what you need to accomplish in order to make this work for you? You are the only one that can truly measure it, not myself. But please send me your feedback, obviously. Have you listened to all of the audios provided in this week's module? If not, do it right now. I mean, I've enclosed and included some pretty good modules that I think are some pretty good audios that you can watch and listen to right now. I've given you some great resources. And if you haven't listened to them, I mean, you need to do it right now. You need to listen to them. You need to get an idea of what it is. Not everything that I provide for you is going to be something you're going to be like, man, that's the best thing I ever listened to or whatever in my life. But the fact is you get an idea of what's out there and you start building up your own little audio and video library and you start using things that you relate to, things that work for you. I know I gave you really two different, really different examples, but I think you get a good understanding of what's there. Now, the first example I gave you, obviously, was Earl Nightingale, one of the best, is really probably, I guess, the grandfather of the self-help movement. Created Nightingale Conan Company, which you can see links to that on the module page, on the download page. Also gave you a representation of Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. It's kind of a weird dude, I think, a little bit. Strange. When you first start listening to it, it sounds a little weird. But it's one of those programs. I listen to it. It's almost hypnotic in nature because you can really reflect on some of the things that he's saying. I'm not saying everything that guy says is 100%, you know, the way I believe, but that's the way things are. You got to take kind of a grocery store approach in the sense that you go in a grocery store, you don't buy every grocery in the whole store, but you really listen to things and you start to see that, hey, this is some good stuff. I'll take this, I'll take that, and I'll leave that, you know, on the shelf. But you need to listen to that without a doubt. Have you downloaded or listened to any of Jeffrey Combs' things? Uh-oh, let's see here. I've got it spelled it wrong. I always get that name Jeffrey wrong. I don't even know how to spell his name, but we're going to work on it there a little bit. Have you downloaded or listened to any of Jeffrey Combs' MP3s? If you haven't, you got to do it. This guy's got good stuff, and I think you'll get a lot out of it. So if you haven't done that, make sure you do that. What specialized knowledge videos or audios are you going to use, or are you using them? Make the decision. What do you want to learn? What is it that you want to take your skills to the next level? It might be one of my products. It might be that subliminal solution system or the hypnotic influence boot camp. I mean, there's tons of information on there that if you took that information and you followed that game plan, you could become really good at hypnotic influence. I've got guys that have done those courses, and the next thing you know, they're stage hypnotists and they're doing it professionally. And yet I've never done it professionally, but I've trained people that can do it. Now, obviously, I use it in my professional life, but I'm not a professional quote-unquote hypnotist, let's say. So definitely look into that. Real important, have you created an affirmation audio with the subliminal sounds from the subliminal solution system and your affirmations and self-talk? If not, make this a priority. You've got to put together your own personal subliminal tape, subliminal audio that you can listen to with your affirmations, with your self-talk, with your goals, what you want to do, and then you need to update it. Again, you don't have to put all kind of things on there, but maybe start with 15 affirmations, 10 or 15 affirmations, put some goals on there, and then as you update them, you update that list when you get the next, you know, reach the next plateau and you want to go for the next goals. It's really, really a great way to do it. Are you starting to add audios into your daily routine? You know, this is critical. Just getting them on. Just start playing them. Just play them in the background for a while and you'll notice the difference. And I'm talking even instructional. I mean, a lot of times I'll put instructional stuff on while I'm working and I'm not really even paying attention. But hey, it's going into your mind subliminally. That's what subliminal influence is all about, is that it could be in the background, but you're still listening to it. You're still retaining it. And so it's important that you just start integrating it into your lifestyle. Bottom line, if you haven't done it, start doing it immediately. What is the most profound thing you heard or viewed this week, and how can you apply it to your life? I really want you to think on this, and I want you to – if you'd send me the feedback and say, you know what, Al, this is what I got out of this session, and this is – I listened to this, I viewed this, and this is what I got out of it, and this is what's going to make me feel like I'm really progressing in this system, is because I learned it. And it can be one phrase. Sometimes people say one thing and it's just like the lights go on. All of a sudden you understand. An understanding takes place. I know it sounds crazy, but that is the way it is. Now let's see here. Actually, I'm going to have to scroll down a little bit so we can actually get to the next question. Or actually, I'll move the camera a little bit. Okay. How many minutes per day are you following this part of the system? I'm going to take the TH. Not sure what that means, but how many minutes per day are you following this part of the system? Are you integrating it into your lifestyle? Like I said, you know, you want to start out 5-10 minutes a day and then just kind of move from there. I mean, it's not a hard process. But like anything, you know, you get busy and, oh, I forgot to listen. You don't want to forget to listen. You don't want to forget to watch. You want to make this and integrate it as part of your schedule. Start out with 5 minutes. You'll notice that the audio with Earl Nightingale is about, I don't know, 4 minutes long. That's the kind of stuff that if you just implant things like that in your mind every day, it gives you something to think about. It's like getting the good news instead of getting the bad news that you get on TV. And you'll notice most news stories, they're not that long. They're 3 or 4 minutes long, a minute long. But of course, that's enough to dump enough negative on you that you're freaked out for the rest of the day or when you're going to bed. So think of it in terms that you could take the same thing. You could take the same things that Eckhart Tolle says. Break it down into bite-sized pieces. You don't have to do everything at 45 minutes at a shot or anything like that. And start to reflect on what you're listening to. How does that impact your life? How does that make you better? How does it make you stronger? This is all part of the system, and it's so critical that you really just start integrating it. So that's what I wanted to tell you. That's your skills enhancement for this week, and it's so important that you just start, you know, iron sharpens iron. And so you want to start sharpening your iron from this point forward, that everything I'm telling you, just integrate it in. Integrate it into your lifestyle, and within about 30 days, your lifestyle is going to be totally different. You're going to have a totally different perspective. People that you know, your family members, business colleagues, individuals you know, they're going to be like, "What? Something about you is different. I don't know what it is, but you're different." And you see, when you make these radical adjustments, and they're really not even that radical, put it this way. When you make these simple adjustments, you create radical changes within inside yourself that other people are definitely going to notice for the better. And that's the good news. So go ahead and take these questions, take these concepts, utilize them. Send me your feedback. Let me know how it's going. Let me know how everything is progressing with what you're doing. And if there's any way I can help you, certainly let me know. I've enjoyed sharing this information with you. Thanks for watching and listening, and have a fantastic day. So long.